Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! It's time to Hustle and Shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Kruger Studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 5:59 on your time. It's a high of 40, currently it is 32 with cloudy skies at Raytown South.
Hi, D!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Get Right Wednesday?
I need a little bit of that this morning. Dr. Latanya, she got some something very special for you coming up at about 9 o'clock with that Get Right Wednesday segment. And I need another word, D, for What's the Word coming up at 8:09.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get you right for sure. TMG, the morning gossip, that goes down at your 23s. Ray J is sending a message to Jay-Z and Beyonce. And Tisha Campbell speaks on the headaches of dating.
Can't wait to hear that. Yeah! It's time to wiggle them hips. We almost there. Come on.
Hump it out. Hump it out. Hump it out.
Humpty dance is your chance to do it all.
Come on.
I do the Humpty Hump.
Come on.
I do the Humpty Hump.
Check me out, y'all.
I do the Humpty Hump.
Just watch me.
I do the Humpty Hump.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hump. Come on.
I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump. Motivated, haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
If it's legal and doesn't hurt anyone and gets the job done, go for it. Ambition, innovation, and creativity often appear crazy at first until the amazing results come in. Achievement is the result of finding a way to do what must be done. That often means acting in ways that are unconventional, inconvenient, embarrassing, or mind-numbingly tedious. Yet the objective is to get from point A to point B. And if that involves a little discomfort, so what? Elegant solutions are impressive and glamorous. Yet you often don't have the luxury of an elegant, straightforward approach. That's when it's time to get creative. That's when you must focus on the desired result and then piece together the twisting, awkward, yet workable path to get you there. When it sounds crazy and yet it works well, go with crazy. One way or another, you can get it done. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time. It's a high of 40. Currently, it is 35 in the Power and Light District. NFL star Odell Beckham Jr. has sparked some conversation online as he explains there's a lack of financial literacy when they enter the league, and he speaks on $100 million for 5 years.
I always explain this to people, like, bro, you give somebody a 5-year, $100 million contract, right? What is it really? It's 5 years, you're getting taxed. Start breaking down the numbers, it's like, that's a 5-year span of where you're getting $8 million. Can you make that last forever? We weren't taught about no financial literacy. We weren't taught this skill.
Bro, you sharing these crocodile tears, we don't want to hear that from people who stretching $40 for 2 weeks. Don't, we don't want to hear it. First off, he comes from money. I think his mother was a track star. I think his father was a professional athlete. So that's your fault, fam. It is. You're not finna get no crocodile tears out of me. You talking about splitting $100 million over 5 years. Bro, that's your fault. This is why they have financial advisors on deck. This is why they have agents on deck in the NFL. And they go through a rookie symposium where they break all of this stuff down. Mm-hmm. Y'all not finna get no crocodile tears for me while you on a boat after... before no, they seriously, this is famous New York Giants pitcher in 2014 where they're on this boat a week before the playoff starts, but you want crocodile tears from us with your $100 million contract that you can't let stretch out over 5 years? Are we serious, D?
Look, you know me. I'm an understanding person, so I understand where you coming from, and I understand, too, more money, more problems. You spending way more money than the average Joe, so...
Stop spending. Stop.
I mean, there's a lot to consider. You putting your body on the line, that's probably $1 million-plus dollars a year that you have to invest in, make sure you have training, make sure that you can rehabilitate. Come on, let's be honest.
That's not $100 million, Look, D.
I didn't say $100 million.
Yes, you did.
$1 million a year is what I meant.
Okay, yeah. I can see that.
You got to put some money into your training. I'm not saying it's $100 million, but just like LeBron. LeBron has invested so much money, and we can clearly tell he's one of the few. A lot of the rest of them did not invest their money in their bodies, and they lasted in the league for 3-4 years. So I'm just saying, you got to put the money back in somehow, some way. Snoop Dogg, he's going off on his cousin Daz, who claims Snoop tried to trademark his work and plans to sell his Death Row catalog.
I see you ain't got to do but hate on me, huh? In a minute, I'm gonna you up, cuz. Not physically, but business-wise. Because you broke us right now, so I'm gonna you up in a minute, cuz. Leave me alone.
That's Yikes. Crazy. I hate that, man. If you know the Dog Pound and you grew up on West Coast hip-hop with Death Row, you knew how close those guys were. And to see where they are now, it seems like Snoop is transitioning into a real business person with his acquisition of Death Row a couple years ago. So this might be another side of Snoop we seeing.
Yeah, well, hopefully they figured out their affairs, and we'll see what goes on with Snoop Dogg. He's definitely been in his businessman bag for, I feel like, at least a solid decade right now, just like Ice Cube and the rest of them. So shout out to the OGs that's all about their money.
I'm up, hustling, shining in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. It's the one and only Murphy Lee. St. Louis is on St. Lunatic. You know what it is. You see me.
World Cup. I know some people was like, some people just said, when I said World Cup, some people was like,
not this again.
Right. Well, y'all, look, for those who are not sick of it, the transportation plan for the 2026 World Cup, dubbed Connect KC26, it'll connect both residents and visitors to the entire region during the World Cup when it's here in KC next year, D. Now, when creating the plan, there are three core tenets there to deliver the requirements, which, well, Mayor Lucas, he was involved with that as well. And they're trying to minimize the disruption in daily life in KC and create a sustained long-term economic impact across the region. So the services come in a region direct. It'll provide direct service to and from 15 sites in the FIFA Fan Festival at the National World War I Museum and Memorial. It'll run from June 11th to July 13th. So it hopes to not only provide entertainment for visitors, but to encourage residents to explore areas of the region they've never experienced. So these buses are going to take you to like 14 sites, not only in Missouri, but in Kansas as well, like all the way to Lenexa, fam.
Gotcha.
They have another direct bus route. It's called the Stadium Direct. And this will run only on match days. Ticket holders can board from four locations and the Fan Fest on a direct route to the Kansas City Stadium at Arrowhead. So you can catch one from 40 Highway, Independence Center, North KC, and Oak Park Mall. It's all around the area, y'all. And then you got the airport direct bus service. And this will provide world-class, first impression transportation from the airport to downtown KC Mo. And this service will run for 33 days. And Mayor Lucas hopes that the residents will hop aboard to explore both Missouri and Kansas. And these buses are not like our Ride KC buses. They are like I don't want to say
big Greyhounds.
I guess, yeah. I don't want to say big luxurious buses, but it's not your typical ride KC bus. Yeah. So these are some special buses that they have coming in to make sure that you can get around KC during the World Cup.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how much money this brings into the town, too. I already know the bootleggers going to be going crazy on the corners.
Ooh, I might need to
conjure
me up a little design and post up on Swope Parkway.
Yeah,
hey,
you got that, my man in the orange. Let's get you right, get you some of this teal.
That's you right there. That's what you're
I don't
doing.
Know. I'm just saying. I might give him some business. I don't know. We'll see about it.
This is Stayla Cherry, and I wake up with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103G.
Shout out to all the cousins in that Hustle and Shine text line. Big love to Rich Harris and his KC Rattlers basketball team. He wants to make sure you all have a great day. Do y'all a big one. And then also, good morning to Jessica. Shout out to Jessica, too. Happy birthday, mama, that was sent over from your lovely daughter. Shout out to Lisa Aquino hitting that text line. We appreciate you so much, cousin. And then also, shout out to Kiara sending us some love on Hustle and Shine in the morning. We appreciate you. Anastasia Jackson, hey, cousin. She says, have a great day and be productive. Shout out to all the cousins hitting us up. And Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. We appreciate you.
My dog. D, I see you got this this story about legal sports betting in Missouri. Now, is the thing started on Monday. Have you made a bet yet?
I have not.
Okay.
So I did start an account. You know, shout out to BetMGM. I got my affairs in order, put my deposit in. I got all my things ready. I just don't really know what to put it on.
Because
I would normally bet on our cheese, but... You know.
They don't play every day.
Yeah, they ain't playing right. So
that too.
Yeah, baby.
I just want to encourage people to just take it easy. Just because you see something that you think that you could win,
don't do it.
Yeah, don't like use your better judgment. Use your instincts. Use your stomach. Okay, that little feeling that you get in your stomach and your soul is telling you, no, don't do it. Put the EBT card away. Not EBT. Put your debit card away. You can't use EBT for betting.
Know what's on your mind. Trying to run through the grocery store like a Tomb Raider.
I just want to encourage people to just take it easy, y'all, because now you ain't got to drive all the way to Kansas. Mm-hmm. You can be in your bed while you're rubbing your feet together, and you can, boom, place a bet. But, you know, betting, I encourage people to be real careful with it, yeah, because it can be a spiraling drain to hell, financial hell, that
ooh,
is.
Ooh, that got deep real fast.
Poker.
But, yeah, that too, and just think. If you think you're finna trick the system, mm-mm, no, sir. They will be cracking down on a lot of things. So if you got a cousin twice removed that play at KU and you think, no, mm-mm, don't do it. Don't even set yourself up for failure, because I trust and believe December 1st, that happening just opened the doors for a lot of different things. And you already know in the back end, their eyes are peeled and their head is on a swivel.
No.
So be cautious. Be smart and don't be an idiot.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:24 on your time. It's a high of 40. Currently, it is 34 at Fleming Park. Ray J has a word for Beyonce and Jay-Z after seeing them show up at the Boy Is Mine tour several times.
Y'all walk by Brandy Room, just pull up, say what's up, B, have a good show. I mean, she don't care. She never told me about this, and I am crashing out on this one.
But as a brother... and a fan of Jay-Z and Beyonce, like we want to take some pictures with y'all too, and we want to say hi, and we want to be inspired. Please pull up and say what's up to B. And if y'all there, this y'all sixth or seventh time in at the Brandy Monica Couture.
Now, they've been there, like he mentioned, several times. Of course, Kelly Rowland is a part of some of the shows, so that hence is the reason why why Jay-Z and Beyonce probably are there. But there has been pictures of Brandy Monica and Beyonce. So it's not like Beyonce has not, you know, kicked it with her peers. She has. But, you know, Ray J's being Ray J.
And I'm pretty sure after this video was posted, Brandy cussed him the hell out. What are you doing?
I just think he be doing what he want to do. And that's her brother. So as a brother, you might just be like, yo, why y'all not stopping by my sister's room?
We're going to have a wang bang
noodle,
y'all.
It's all right.
I guess.
Actress Tisha Campbell says some men only see her as the character Gina from Martin, and that's made it a little bit more difficult to date.
I'm very shy when it comes to dating. I've only like had boyfriends and then went straight into marriage. I never went on a like proper date. My friend, she was like, nah, everybody just want to date Gina. They don't want to get to know me for me.
Do you think that somebody's character that they've been known as for years can really affect people viewing them?
Yes. Saved by the Bell. I used to watch
Which
that
Which character
a
you
lot.
Refer to?
This is way before your time. Yeah. Screech.
I remember, like, yeah.
I just always thought he was a nerd or just I just thought he was Screech all the time. But turns out, 10, 15 years later, he's on Celebrity Fit Club and he's just wilding out. So, yeah, I can
still
see that.
Got that little nerd look. I'm looking at the picture right now. It's that little goofy smile.
So, who was your favorite, like, not Martin, but who was your favorite character off Martin? I take Miss Jerry for me.
Oh, really?
Tuna. I don't want no damn tuna.
I like all the characters that Martin played, like Jerome and
Jerome, yep, Jerome is top three. And Hustle Man, Tracy Morgan's character.
Shanaynay was funny too. Shanaynay was a time. So, and shout out to Yo-Yo making her appearances every now and then. That's actually how I found out about Yo-Yo, because of course
you found out about Yo-Yo on Martin. Me you wasn't born in 96 without telling me you were born in 96.
Saying. That's why I love people do crossover. It gives me a chance to learn about what they did before then. Had no idea.
That's crazy.
There's that. That's the Morning Gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. We'll be back at 6:38.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Look, it seems like in this day and age, D, you're not safe anywhere. And I just remember being a lifelong Kansas City, and Overland Park was looked at as this, this pasture of greener grass, this thing where all your hopes and dreams can come true, and it's rainbows and no violence or anything going on in Overland Park. Well, recently, D, in the past 5 to 10 years or so, it's been changing just a little bit. And the Overland Park Police Department, they're investigating after an apparent road rage incident ended in gunfire, fam.
Yikes.
So the police posted yesterday afternoon that officers responded to the area of West 162nd and Travis Streets on reports of an aggravated battery. Now, police said that a man confronted another male driver who pulled a gun. He then pistol whipped the other man and shot at him but did not hit him. The suspect reportedly fled the scene in a gray sedan. The victim, who is reportedly 59 years old, was taken to the hospital and will recover. Preliminary investigation indicates that the driver may have been driving erratically through a neighborhood when another driver signaled for them to slow down. That reportedly led to a confrontation. So,
be careful on them roads. That's all. If we just be more kind to each other, you don't know, it can be the smallest thing. You might be having a worst day, the worst day of your life, and then something happens where somebody cuts you off, and then everything just escalates. And you don't want to get it to a point where the worst day of your life turns into the last day of your life. So just be wise out there in them streets. Call the police if you see something that's going on, but please don't be trying to step in and be the Good Samaritan.
Hey, y'all, this is comedian Miss Pat from the Miss Pat Show, and when I'm in Kansas City, I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Man, I cannot wait. The annual tradition continues here at Quarter Media as Hot 103 Jams, along with St. James Church, Kansas City, present the 32nd annual Toy and Food Drive, baby. It is going down this weekend. It starts Friday with Hustle and Shine in the morning, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. And then Saturday, we back at it again, December 6th. Myron's birthday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the Walmart Supercenter on 350 Highway in Raytown. Please, KC, stop by and donate new toys and non-perishable food to support Harvester's Community Food Network and Toys for Tots. Mm-hmm. Get all the details you need or donate online at kprs.com.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
32 years. Let's see. How many years is this for me? Because my first year was 06.
Really? 7,
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. Is this my 20th one? I guess it's the 20th one for me.
Wow. Well, congrats to you for that. That's major. Stop. I think this only maybe my 5th one, 4th. fourth or fifth?
I think it's your sixth because you was here in 19.
Yeah, but I think COVID kind of hindered that.
Oh, yeah. We didn't have one.
I didn't start till 2020. So
did we do it online only during COVID? I forgot.
We might have. That's why I said this
is. I think we did.
Yeah, this is only my fourth or fifth year doing it. I'm excited, though, because we always have the family come out. We always have a lot of our supporters that come out to show out, play spades. The Domino's table going to be cracking. I know you gonna be on that.
I'm the king of that. So I got to. Yeah. So anybody who
can get it.
You want to get your feelings hurt? You know what I'm saying? If you you want your depression levels high, come on this domino table with me on this weekend at the Toya Food Drive. Always a good time, and it makes me feel good to see that we all come together and donate and help our community out. That's what means the most to me.
Yeah, and we'll be off 350 Highway in Raytown, so I'm excited for that location.
Ooh, in the hood where they do it most good.
We'll be there for that location switch up, and we challenge a lot of our cousins out there. So, I'm going to put a challenge out right now. All the promoters in the town.
Uh-oh.
All the people spending money on them bottles. Don't make me go down your story.
They got to pay the DJs first.
Look, make sure you show up and show out for your community, not just by standing on the section, but you also do it by standing on business.
WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Is what's the word?
Hey, what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jams.
This is where we break down a slang term or phrase that you may or may not use in the workplace.
Ow.
Today's phrase is very simple. Actually, it's something that me and my friends say all the time.
Uh-oh.
Ow. Is, quote, you better than me.
You feel me?
Have you ever heard anybody say that?
100%.
Okay. So this statement is pretty simple. You use this as if whatever statement you just heard is something that somebody couldn't pay you to do.
It's something you ain't finna do.
It's something you not finna do.
That's gonna be fun.
So maybe it's that coworker that kind of goes up over and beyond. Y'all get paid the exact same thing. Everything's the same, but they spending way more hours. You know, sometimes very admirable, but sometimes you might look at it and you be like, girl, you better than me. I'm clocking out at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, baby,
and I'm getting on. Or maybe it's a friend. Maybe your friend took somebody back in a relationship, and maybe that person then walked them down the park.
Hello.
And dog walked them down Swope.
Okay.
And they like, yeah, girl, me and so-and-so back together. And in your head, you like, girl, you better than me.
Okay, we like that.
You couldn't pay me to take little Ron back. Whatever it is, you better than me. It could be a little shady, but it also just might you know, that's your way of saying, okay, I love that for you, but that ain't right for me.
Ow.
So, use that. I want you to use that in when you're talking to your guys and everything. Just be like, you know, bro, you better than me.
You a better man than me.
Like, if your homeboy's like, man, I just put a parlay in that Mahomes going to throw over 350 yards. And you might look at him like, bro, have you been seeing the last couple games?
Who that in the bag?
You better than me. That would be a perfect time to use it.
J-Dub actually used that on me yesterday when I was like, she was like, yeah, when we was running the board for, you know, Hustle and Shine, uh-huh. He was like, you pointed out the sound effects. I was like, you better than me. I ain't doing all of that.
Yeah, ain't nobody trying to do all of that. I get that 1,000%. Yeah, that's that. That's the what's the word for today. Use it, don't abuse it.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:25 on your time. It's a high of 40. Currently, it is 34 at Hickman Mills Middle School. Producer Jermaine Dupri reminds artists to promote their projects and that they are not Beyonce.
Nobody's Beyonce. Let's put that out there. Everybody got to stop doing that. In the music business, everybody got to stop doing that. I say that every time an album come out. Like, I don't understand what you think you're going to get by not giving.
Mm-hmm. That's real.
He's right. What was the album that Drunken Love was on?
I'm not too sure. I can look it up, though.
Lemonade? Something like,
I don't know. Was it off of that project?
It might have been. No, it was before then, because that was like 2013 or so.
Yeah. 13, Beyonce. 14. It was off the self-titled project.
So she just dropped that.
Yeah.
At like midnight on a random Friday or something.
Yeah. Oh, I was tuned in.
Ever since then, people just been dropping
thinking
music.
Thinking that they can do it, too.
You can't do it. He's 100% correct on this. I see so many people just dropping stuff, and there's no promotion behind it. There's no attention behind it. He's 100% right with that.
And I think Lemonade was the same process with the visual album. And she just kind of like dropped it. We might have knew it was happening. But once again, only Beyonce can do that.
Only her.
It's nothing wrong with promoting your music. Like, sometimes I think people get into, oh, it's not cool. I don't look cool promoting my stuff. It's your stuff.
Don't hop in the DMs, though. Don't do it that way, because you probably going to get ignored.
Yeah. Now, switch it over to Apple Music. It's about that time for your replay on your Apple Music, if that's who you subscribe to. They report who is the most streamed artist of 2025.
Kendrick.
And congratulations are in order to Drizzy Drake for being the most streamed artist of 2025. Of course, you can't get away from it. And actually, you know what's crazy? I looked at my top four artists that I've listened to this year. Drake is number one. Summer Walker's two. The third.
Ain't going to hand you the Ox score.
Kevin Ross is on my list too. And the third, you just got to follow me on my page to see that. Mm. Not going to say that name over.
Do not hand Deanna the Ox cool.
No, I got some great vibes. Got some Victoria Monet in rotation. Get you right. Some Duran, Bernard. Yeah, we going to get you right. We going to get you together. Shout out to Apple Music for that report.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
Sagittarius season. Happy birthday to those honest, philosophical, and a little careless Sagittarius.
Put your hand up.
Sending over a major happy birthday to singer, songwriter, and record producer Montel Jordan. Happy heavenly birthday to TV and stage actress known for her role on A Different World and Sparkle, Mary Alice Smith. A happy heavenly birthday to actress of theater, film, and television, Curl Sutton. Send it over a happy birthday to one of the Braxtons. Happy B-Day to Trina Braxton. Happy birthday to rapper Lil Baby. Sending over some birthday love to rapper JT. A big happy birthday to actress and comedian who's made some questionable comments, Tiffany Haddish. And last but not least, sending over a happy birthday to rapper straight out of Miami. Happy birthday to Trina.
Okay, D, let's take it home to the crib and with some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Martine, Muy Caliente, Ricky Moore, and Kosha Chandler. Happy birthday, Alyssa Barr and Angela Williams. We're sending birthday love to Shakia Scales and Kendra Simmons and everybody else born on December 3rd. Happy birthday, Sagittarius. Celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Queen.
You said Queen?
I sure did.
Okay, it's giving Grand Rising. What's up?
I'm here to finish those lyrics.
Okay. Oh, you want to get straight to it then? Right.
What's your check engine light looking like, though?
Oh, it's looking good.
It's looking good and lit or
it's
what?
It's looking good and not lit.
Okay, Queen. All right, now go ahead and finish these lyrics since you ready for it.
I ain't got time for you fake. Talking all loud in them fake clothes. Fake shoes, match that fake toe. I'm the realest, realest, never see you snake. Thank you.
Act up, you can get slapped
come
up.
Come on,
act up, you can get slapped
come on.
Act up, you can get slapped up.
Dirty. He was waiting on you on the back end, but you started off strong, though, cousin.
All right. Thank you.
All right, you getting that admission for two to go see some more at the Funny Bone Comedy Club going down this Friday at 9:45 p.m. Sound like you excited, right?
I'm lit. I'm excited.
Who you going to take with you?
I'm going to take my brother.
It's going to be a good time. Some more call you on stage. You going?
Absolutely. And I'm going to act up.
Yeah, you sound like you do the fool. So we're going to hurry up and get you off these airways. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you lit, cousin.
Hustle and shine in the morning.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
It's the holiday season and many people travel. Some choose to visit their family and some choose to visit friends to limit or avoid family drama. But according to Pew Research, 73% of American survey participants shared that they may prefer to be with family over career, creative activities, and many other things. But what hinders pleasant family gatherings can include financial stress and pressure, historical trauma, or unresolved issues. But overall, being with family supports mental health. So this holiday season, consider resolving unaddressed issues and giving yourself the gift of forgiveness. Forgive family members for whatever drama they have caused. It does not mean that you have to be best friends, because they may still need character development. So free yourself from unforgiveness or try family therapy to help resolve conflict. You're listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya, Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.